T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back at Giant Camp as we spend our day, as we do each and every August. And this year we're a little early. We won't see the Jets for a couple of weeks yet, but we got the Giants early because it kind of worked with our schedule. And now one of the new faces, and a very important one, the Giants' new tackle, Nate Solder, comes and joins us. Nate, welcome.
Mike
Francesa on WFAN.
Great
welcome.
To meet you. Thank you
My
very
pleasure.
Much.
My pleasure. Welcome to New York and to the football Giants.
What a great place to be, huh?
Thank you. Yeah, and listen, and no more welcome sight than you, because, boy, this last year was a tough year with the offensive line. It was a brutal year, so you are a very important cog in the wheel.
Yeah, hopefully there's a lot of improvements. Hopefully things go well, but we got a lot of work to do, that's for sure.
What made you choose here? I mean, obviously you had a lot of places you could go. What made you choose here?
Well, first and foremost, it was my son and the proper care that he needed. He's was going through chemo treatments at the time.
Which, oh, I didn't know that. I'm
yeah,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no,
how's he doing?
Well, he's doing awesome. He's doing really well.
Where's he going?
So we were at the Jimmy Fund Clinic up
okay.
in...
Okay, yeah, know it well.
Yep, and we've been transferred down here to Sloan Kettering, and they
sure.
have an awesome children's hospital there, too.
Absolutely.
So we're going back and forth between the two, and it's been... It's
How's
been
he doing?
Transition. Excellent.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he just had his port out, and hopefully we don't have to put it back in, and hopefully everything just goes well.
How old is he?
He's 3. He just turned 3 in July.
What's his name?
Hudson.
Hudson. All right, so we're hoping everything works out well for Hudson. And obviously that was a big... motivating factor in where you want to go.
Yeah, that was big. Yeah. Yep. And
Jimmy Fund does a great job.
Yeah, they've been awesome. We love those guys, everyone there. And then the great organization that the Giants have here. It's an organization I've always wanted to play for. I almost ended up getting drafted here, and I've always kind of thought this was a special place. So I had the lucky enough to get the opportunity.
You know, when Patriot players, because of the whole Patriot thing, and obviously Belichick comes from here, is where he hails from, as everyone knows. But you guys get looked at a little different when you show up at a team because they think you know the secret of something they don't know.
Is that yeah.
You guys, all you do is win.
I know.
So,
let me know the secrets,
let it rub off. Tell me what tell me what we don't know.
Yeah, right. I know all the secrets that I have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's been crazy up there, the amount of success that they've had, and I was just a small, very small part of that.
Do your job, right?
I just did my job. That's it.
That's
they
mantra.
They gave me a small, narrow little thing that I had to do each day. And
Smart players and tough players, right?
Right? That's
yeah.
right.
That's the way, but it works,
that's
right?
It.
Be
yeah,
versatile, be tough, and smart, right?
I had success doing that.
Amazing how much success they've had. I mean, just remarkable. And it's kind of the culture, right? It just rubs off, right? You expect you guys up there expect to win.
Yeah, you do. It's a whole different mindset. You don't go into any games thinking you're going to lose, that's for sure, and you fully expect to win a lot of games.
And that helps a lot. You know, it really does, especially in close games, right? You guys think you're going to figure out a way. Your quarterback's going to figure out a way.
Yeah.
Tell us what something you can share with us about being in the huddle with a legendary figure like Tom Brady in crucial moments.
Yeah, well, I feel so fortunate to have worked with him, and just the way he goes about his business year-round is awesome.
Hard worker, right?
Very hard worker. Very inspirational, motivational, encouraging. He was a good friend. He's a good friend of mine, and I was really
not afraid to light you guys up a little bit too when he wants to. Right?
He usually doesn't narrow it down to just the O-line. He'll get into everyone at the same time as an offense or whatever. And he's always been really great to me. He's a passionate person.
Well, good quarterbacks have to yell, right? I mean, certain times they got to lead, right? They got to yell.
Yeah, that's true.
How about the offensive line here, coming from there, and what you've experienced? How do you feel things are going here as you stepping in and obviously being a key cog on what is a rebuilt offensive line?
Yeah, a lot of new guys. I'm new. I'm just kind of learning with the way they do things and the way, you know, Hal Hunter wants to do things and Coach Shermer is doing things and Shula, and, you know, so there's a lot of things that I'm just learning. So I'm processing all that information, trying to do the best I can with all of it.
Is it a lot different?
You know, it's different enough that I have to pay attention. I got to focus. I got to keep studying and all those sort of things. I can't just kind of cruise thinking that I know it all. You know
See, I go way back with the Pats, so I know that you worked under one of the most underrated brilliant minds in the sport, Dante Scarnecchia.
Yeah.
I mean, who could have been head coach in this league years ago, could have gone anywhere and written his own ticket, never wanted to leave the town, could have gone with Parcells when Parcells left. I mean, Parcells worshipped him. I mean, so everyone knows how good that guy is. He really is an incredible coach.
Yeah. He certainly helped me and made me – had a huge part in the player that I am now. And I'm really thankful
just
for
an unusual coach,
excellent.
Right?
I mean, unusual. Yeah, yeah, excellent. The way he sees the game, the way he works, the way he leads the group. Yeah, he's a special
guy. Yeah, he is. And could have been – he just loves it there. Doesn't want to ever want to leave. I mean, yeah. He could have written his own ticket a million times, but he's had a big impact, especially on your offensive line.
Oh,
right?
No question, absolutely.
All right. So, what does it take for what is the key from someone who's done it and been around it? What is the key? We think of cohesiveness, toughness. What has to happen for an offensive line to come together and do their job?
You got to keep building. Every single day has got to be another brick on the foundation of what we're doing here. It takes a lot of hard work. Unlike some positions where you can kind of just go out and get open and catch the ball or something like that, we have to be very technically sound. We have to be very consistent, and it's demanding on a day-to-day basis.
And does there have to be a real cohesion among the guys in the unit? Does it have to be that way?
Yeah, the group's always much closer because we always are all dependent.
Offensive lines are always considered. Well, they try to get that way, to go out together, they eat together, they eat a lot together. You know,
right. Well, most of the time, people only appreciate us when we do something wrong.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so we're the only ones that appreciate we're doing things right and how technical and difficult it is on a day-to-day basis. So we're our own best friends, so that's all we got. You know, we go into every battle feeling that way.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, I mean, the Cowboy line's got a lot of attention. You know, people have paid attention that they've been a force. And, you
that's
know, no one wins without a bad offensive line.
I mean,
it doesn't
happen.
Yeah,
usually at the end of the season, it's the good offensive lines that are still there.
Usually.
Yeah,
right. And it's tough to year to year, it's hard to keep a good offensive line together, right? All you need is one breakdown, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to have some depth and things and guys that can step in when someone gets hurt or whatever.
How long does it take, especially at a left tackle position, as far as, you know, everyone just thinks of strength and size and stuff, but how about learning the technique of playing this position? How long does it take for a guy to learn this position?
Well, I'm still learning, I'll tell you that much. I think my last couple of seasons are probably my best seasons, and I think that I'm still getting better. And I think that's a lot of time spent playing full speed. I don't think that you can do it when you come out here. There's no 7-on-7 for offensive line. You know, you got to be going full speed, hitting with pads, working in full speed pass rush moves, run blocking, that sort of thing.
Do you need a lot of work in camp to feel like you're ready for the season? Do you need a lot, or you don't need a lot?
I don't know about that question because I've always had a lot. So
you used to working a lot.
Yeah, I've never not had a lot. So. Actually last season I had an injury and I missed a lot of camp, and I think that did hurt me a little bit at the beginning of the season. So I like having the reps and getting, you know, refined and getting my techniques.
So you'd like to get a lot of work.
I do, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, the old days, it's amazing. I was just saying this, talking with Pat Sherman before. We're talking with Nate Solder, the new Giants left tackle. Nothing has changed more in sports than training camp has in the NFL. If we go back to the old days, you used to have two-a-days, right? You'd have the guys on in the morning getting intravenous because it was 95, and the linemen, all, if they're over 300 pounds, had to get the intravenous because they were going to be out there and need those IVs, and they're on cots in between, and they beat the, 2 hours of running game in the morning, right, and then go back out in the afternoon. You guys don't do that anymore.
It's different.
Yeah, it's completely
different.
Now, you know, that's a whole different world than now. So when you need to get the work in, how do you do it when you don't have that much time on the field anymore?
I can't speak about how they used to do things, but I know now it's a year-round process. It's not you come to camp and get in shape. You got to be in shape.
You got to be in shape when you come to camp.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to sweat it off and get it together here.
No, right. Yeah. So you come in shape. You work on things in the off season. So that kind of helps you a little bit. But there's nothing like playing in a full team situation.
How about coming to a new team? Is it a big adjustment for you in your position? Is it a big adjustment to come to a new team? Is it something where it's strange to you, or does it feel like you've gotten comfortable already?
Well, I'm so darn glad to be here. It's a little bit emotionally different because I miss my old teammates. I had a community I was very comfortable in. And there's great people up there. So I'm just getting adjusted that way, and our family's moving down here and all those sort of things. But in terms of football and things, it's been really a fun trip.
Well, you have everything very close up there because you got the stadium, and you guys, Foxborough's right there. You can live right near there. Here, everything's spread out. I mean, so I don't know what town you're living in, but, I mean, you don't have to tell me. But the point is, here everything is, where you live, you can everyone can live 50 miles from each other.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's different.
Real estate's a whole different deal here.
It's a culture shock,
as I'm sure you learned.
It has been.
Yes, I'm sure. You know, you are in a little different bracket. You can afford it, but I mean, some of these guys, it's a big deal. Big, always a complaint. New coaches, they're like, wait a second,
yeah,
I can't find
live?
A house, right?
Yeah, right.
You always hear that here because, you know, real estate's crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know, just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, because right near the stadium there in Foxborough, you got a nice neighborhood right behind there.
It is a neighborhood.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah,
it's right
yeah.
there. You know,
the Gillette and all that's parked right in the middle of the town. So.
Yeah, it's perfect. You know, where you sneak in right there. I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So we're talking with Nate Solder as we come to you from training camp on this football day, our first football day really of the season. What have you taken in about the community or the Giants or the city or anything else so far? I mean, are you well aware in New York? You know, you're up in Boston, so you're not that far away. But is this all new to you? What about this area?
It's all new. We'd come down on vacation maybe a couple days a year, and we'd go to a show or something like that. So I don't know a whole
lot.
Where
are you from originally?
I'm from Colorado.
Okay.
I'm from a town of about 2,500 people up in the mountains of Colorado. So it's
What's
quite a
the
bit
name
different.
Of it?
Buena Vista.
Okay. And where's it near?
Directly west of Colorado Springs, about 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful country. I took my kids to Beaver Creek. It was beautiful.
Beaver Creek.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just
not far from there.
Yeah. Beautiful area.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Nice. Yeah.
So this is a whole different world,
it's
right?
It's quite a bit different. Yes, it
Have
is.
Have you been in the city much yet or no?
A few times, yeah. It's been cool. I like it. It's exciting, though. You got all the different diversity of restaurants and types of people and all the things going on, and it's constantly busy. I think it's very exciting.
But how about life must have been that way, going into Boston as a Patriot must have been the same way, right? I mean, you know, everyone, you know, it's a big deal being a Patriot in Boston.
That's true.
Did you go into Boston much or not really that
no,
much?
No, I didn't spend a lot of time in Boston.
It's a long way from where you practice. It's a long way.
Yeah, people are pretty crazy about sports up there.
They sure are. Well, they are here, too.
Yeah, I see
But that's
that.
A smaller town, too. It's a lot smaller than New
different.
York is.
And, it is a smaller town. And Foxborough is just a little, you know, not a whole lot going on there. So it's really just kind of like life there. You know what I mean? It wasn't craziness of the city.
As far as this group, this team, what can you tell me? How do you feel about things right now?
Well, you know what? We're still figuring each other out. We're getting to know each other. Everyone's working hard. Like I said before, though, you're starting at the ground here, and we're just building up from there. And that's the way it is every season, no matter where you are. So we got a lot of work to do, and that's going to be in terms of getting to know each other and the cohesion of the team, and playing well together and being able to execute when it really matters.
Do you, since it's a new team for you, would you play more in preseason than you would normally play just because it's a new team and a new line? Would that something you would want to do, or you don't think it's that necessary?
Well, I'd like to get as many reps as I can with the guy next to me. I think that, especially that relationship, is really important. So, you know, that's up to the coaches. I just do what they tell me to do, and I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as do you feel worried that you're going to know everything or get everything together? It seems like you're a guy who's a preparer. You're a preparer? Do you feel that it's going to be tough the first year getting that done, or you feel comfortable it's going to be pretty easy to do
that? Oh, there's plenty of challenges. Yeah, I think it'll be tough, but I think that that's what we're here to do, and I don't think there's any worry about that. I think that's just the challenge that it is, and you take it one day at a time.
Well, listen, good to see you. Thanks. You're a welcome addition, and good luck, and I hope your son's doing well.
I appreciate that.
Thanks very much. Nate Solder back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.